objective, the objective of this study was to validate a citizenship education model for enhancing civic culture within the cultural and artistic organization of Tehran Municipality. Methods and materials. This study employed an applied, quantitative approach using a descriptive survey design. The statistical population consisted of 1,857 employees and experts of the cultural and artistic organization of Tehran Municipality, from which a sample of 384 participants was selected through simple random sampling based on Cochrane's formula at a 95% confidence level. Data were collected using a researcher-developed questionnaire derived from the qualitative phase and grounded theory components, designed on a 5-point Likert scale. Content validity was confirmed by expert review, and reliability was established using Cronbach's alpha, alpha 0.7. Data analysis was conducted using descriptive and inferential statistics and structural equation modeling, SEM, based on the partial least squares, PLS, approach, was applied to test the conceptual model and examine relationships among variables. Findings. Results indicated that causal factors, including heterogeneous socio-cultural context, beta equals negative 0.337, cultural diversity, beta equals negative 0.255, neglect of citizenship rights, beta equals negative 0.377, erosion of social capital, beta equals negative 0.293, and inefficiency of educational programs, beta equals negative 0.274. Had significant negative effects on civic culture. Contextual conditions such as access to demographic data, beta equals 0.351, and the background of citizenship education programs, beta equals 0.509, positively influenced the implementation of strategies. Intervening factors, beta equals 0.281, significantly affected the effectiveness of strategies. Furthermore, strategies including localized content design, beta equals 0.379, interactive and multimedia methods, beta equals 0.285, local instructor networks, beta 0.314, peer support groups, beta equals 0.346, participatory events, beta equals 0.382. And monitoring and evaluation, beta equals 0.385, demonstrated significant positive effects on outcomes, including civic culture, social capital, civic participation, and urban quality of life. Conclusion. The validated model demonstrates that effective citizenship education, supported by appropriate contextual conditions and strategic interventions, can significantly enhance civic culture, strengthen social capital, and improve civic participation and urban quality of life, providing a robust framework for policy and practice in urban cultural organizations.